Anchorage's energy efficiency and conservation block grant comes from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, aka the federal stimulus package. Included in the Recovery and Reinvestment Act is $2.8 billion for state, municipal, and tribal energy projects across the country. Yesterday, Acting Mayor Matt Klayman announced the amount of the grant and the impact on future city operating budgets.
In Anchorage, we're going to receive $2.7 million in direct formula funding from the Department of Energy. For every Recovery Act dollar we spend on these projects, we will save $3 to $5 over the project's lifespan.
The administration estimates the nearly $2.7 million in energy and heating improvement projects will result in slightly more than $7.5 million in eventual savings. Klayman made his Earth Day announcement in front of Anchorage's Center for the Performing Arts, a vantage point from which he could point out two major targets for energy retrofits.
The first is going to be a complete retrofit of lighting in city-operated parking garages and parking lots. And this includes the JCPenney parking garage over here. It also includes the parking garage next to the bus stop. It's going to make these parking facilities brighter, safer, and more energy efficient.
For those interested in cost-saving specifics, the acting mayor offered the following.
By investing $500,000 in these parking facilities, including both parking lots and parking garages, we will save over $1.3 million in lower energy bills over the life of the installation.
And for those, in the spirit of Earth Day, who might wonder about the environmental impacts of the parking garage's retrofits,
the reduction of 7,900 metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions in a single year. That's taking about 1,400 cars off the road per year with those kinds of savings.
Other projects include lighting efficiency changes in major public facilities such as the Egan Center and the Lusac Library, LED street and trail lighting to augment the street lighting project already underway, and a heating and insulation retrofit at the Central Transfer Station where energy bills can reach $20,000 a month. Klayman says the city's energy projects also fit into the economic recovery aspect of the stimulus grant.
One of the best parts about it is that the components for all these projects are almost all made in the United States, and the people that will be installing them and working on the projects are all right here in Anchorage. So this is all good for the American economy and good for the Anchorage economy.
Some of the block grant money will help fund the salaries of current city workers, but a major portion will go to local contracting firms. Exact employment numbers were not available, other than an administration estimate of dozens of professional and skilled workers. While the street lighting changeover is already underway, the other projects will be undertaken over the next 16 months as the block grant monies arrive. Like all the 20 city and borough recipients in Alaska, Anchorage applied directly to the federal government for the money and not through the state. The grant award stipulates that the money must be used strictly for the capital projects listed in the application. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.